है।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे
बहुत प्रेमानंद। This Kirtan song, this Sanskrit shloks had been composed by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He was a great learned and a scholar also. He was the best cooker in his time. He used to cook more than 360 kinds of places. So Amrit Keli, Ras Keli, Karpur Keli, so many Batika, very more than a Rasagulla. If you will take any Ras Keli, they will throw away Rasagulla and Peda. So useful. And very beautiful composing all these things. Oh Radhike, he is telling that, oh Radhike, you can take the heart of Krishna by your sweet appearance, by your sweet services to Krishna. You are so much beautiful that Krishna even will see you and he will be mad. So you should give shelter in your lotus feet. So many kinds of slokas he has composed, very beautiful. If you want to take shelter in the lotus feet of Radhika, you can chant Radha Kripa Kataksha. This song of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami by Rup Goswami, so many. Vrindavane Biharito रीह केली कुंजे मत्त दीप कैरव कौतुक विभ्रम संदर्शयस्य युवयोर बदनारविंदम दंदम विधेहि मयि कृपां प्रसीद हा देवी काकु भर गद गदयाद्य वाचा जाचे निपत्त भुवि दंडवत उद्भटा अस्य प्रसादम बुद्धस्य जनस्य कृत्वा गांधर्विके सौगणी गणना लाइक दिस ऑल इफ यू हैव टाइम देन द मर्सी ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका विल कम दीज आर द प्रोसेस फॉर जनरल डिवोटी लेट्स टू चांट हरे कृष्ण they can chatter and patter also. They can laughing, going, walking here and there, they can. But they cannot gain so much. And if your mind one pointed, always thinking in these things, praying, Shyama Sundara Shikhanda Shekhar Ismera Harsha Murali Manu राधिका रसिकमं कृपा निधे स्वप्रिया चरण किं करी ओ नंदनंदन यशोदानंदन इफ यू आर वेरी मच प्लेस टू मी एंड यू वांट टू गिव योर सावर ऑफ योर मर्सी देन ओनली आई वांट ओनली वन थिंग दैट एंगेज मी इन योर दिस सर्विस ऑफ योर वेरी बिलवड श्रीमती राधे I don't want anything like this. Chanting Hare Krishna, and remembering these slokas. Like this. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Deena Bandho Jagatpate,
Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari.
With core of heart. And then you see, very soon, the mercy of Krishna and Radhika will come. Also the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurhari come, Nityananda Prabhu come. If there is no mercy of Nityananda Prabhu in the beginning, we cannot chant Gaur name. And if we will not chant Gaur name, then we cannot enter in realm of Radha and Krishna. So you should go on doing these kinds of bhajan, not outwardly only. You can distribute books, no harm, but you should try to go in and to take the essence of that books. Only distribute the wisdom will not do. Only construction of centers and temples will not do. Oh, for what purpose this center and temple is? We should try to realize all these things. If our aim and object is fixed, then everything is okay. That I should obtain Krishna prem, Gopi prem, Braj prem. And then, whatever you are doing, brooming, like you are doing this, taking what? Video, singing, remembering, anything you are doing, oh, everything is okay. And if you have bypassed what? Main object, then you are worshipping, reading Bhagavad, even you will be in the control of anger and lust and worldly things. And what you have, you will lose it. So you should try to be in any association of bhakts, devotees. If I am going from here, don't be weak. Sometimes you should meet here and there. I know that there are so many qualified persons, and they can give some association. And then if you will saw me, and then I will come like puppet, and I will be among you. And that is why I want to make a center where all devotees can come freely.
Ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjanasalakya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai si gurave vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripasindhubhyayivacha patitanam pamanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratrise gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai tadalayai krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tadbhaktaya namo yam prabrajantam anupetam apet krityam dvaipayano virahakacharya juhava putreti tanmayataya sarvo bhinedo tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanta tavaivasmi tavaivasmi najimami tvaya vina iti vigyahe radhe tam naimam charanam tike.
Now we are coming to this subject. You should be careful, very careful. Subject is so high. I did not wanted to give this subject, but anyhow it came from my mouth, I could not control. Tasmin mahan mukharita madhu, it's like this. love like the cows of Krishna. Even their cocks were there and they were taking their oats in their mouth, but no milk. But when they used to see Krishna, then automatically flowing. So if there are pure devotees, some, a little, maybe very rare, 2-3. But if any good Rasik Vaishnava will be there, without any question, without anything, like a flow, eternal flow, Harikatha will come from his mouth. And if anyone will take part in that ever coming stream of Harikatha, sweet Harikatha, then what will happen? They will overjump what to take or nothing. Asan. Asan means? Oh, to take anything. Oh, no sleep. No fear from death. Nothing. No problem in this world. Only problem. Weeping, how we can meet Krishna. He will conquer easily Kali. And also he will conquer worldly desires and Maya quickly. So I know that very rare persons are qualified to hear and to give classes on this. But yet something I told and something I am telling. But I want to come down and to give something for general person. So I think that who have heard all these things, oh, you can tell all others very general things. Primary thing from the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from Ajamil, from Puranjaya, from Prahlad Maharaj, from 11th canto, Na Jogendra Sampad. You should try to help them all. And you can remember what I am telling now, what I have told. General person cannot do. But they can hear, but very hard to realize or to understand. But anyhow, this Harikatha will go in the shape of Krishna, will go there through ears, and he will make clear your heart. He will broom all your unwanted things, all the dust of offenses and unwanted things. And it will be pure, and Krishna and Radha will sit there. So, it is very evident from Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Swakatha, Srimata Swakatha, Samana Kirtanam, Hridyantascho Yab, Vidhano Suhit. He is Sudhit, he is very beloved Bandhu. He will do quickly. But you should have a very strong desire to hear and to follow. If you are not so, then quickly will again be punar mashiko bhava. What is that story? You can speak in brief. No, you should tell. You don't remember? You remember? Nothing. Be very good. Oh. So you can tell? Radhana? Or you know? Punar Mashko Bhava? No, so you can tell by standing. Come nearer. Hear carefully.
So,
you can control like this.
Has ordered me to speak this story, which has a very practical meaning for all of us. Once there was a sage, a very powerful sage, and he was in his ashram when a mouse, who was very fearful, came running in. He said to the sage, "Oh sage, please give me shelter. Please help me. I am always being terrorized by a cat." So the sage, he was so powerful, whatever he said, it would become true. So he blessed him. "Then I bless you that you can also become a cat." So then the mouse became a cat. So then the mouse who became a cat was so happy because now he would no longer be bothered by the other cat. Some days went by, and after a few days, then the cat came running into the ashram of the sage. "Oh sage, oh sage, please help me and give me shelter. I am always being terrorized by a dog. Please help me." So then the sage said, "Yes, I will bless you. You will become a dog." So then that cat became now even bigger and stronger and like a dog. And then he went away. After some time, then that dog again came running into the ashram of the sage. "Oh sage, please help me and please give me shelter. My life is, I'm always living in fear because I'm always being terrorized by a tiger." So the sage said, "Okay, I will bless you. Then you should become a tiger." So then that dog became a tiger. Now that living entity who was once a mouse became so big and so strong. And he began to look at the sage and lick his lips and feel very hungry. And so he was just about to attack the sage and eat the sage. And the sage said, "Puna musika bhava." Again become a mouse. And that moment the big tiger became a little squeaky mouse. And he was back in the position where he started. So in the same way, when we come to the shelter of the lotus feet of any bona fide Vaishnav, they are so kind and so merciful. And by their grace, one may be empowered to achieve so many things. But if he for a moment thinks, "Yes, I am the doer. I am empowered. I have so many qualities." Then, "I know all Harikatha.
Oh, I am powerful so much in Hari name. I do chant very high class of name." If these false egos are coming, then punarbhyo maskva.
Then Vaishnav, Guru and Vaishnav, they will take away all power and one will again become a mouse, useless person again. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, "Jogyasa vichari kichu nahi pai tomara karuna sa." Oh, Gurudev, when I examine myself, I see I have no good qualities. If there is any quality in me, it is only by your mercy.
I have told in my classes that three kinds of Srimati Radhika. Oh, Radhika is only one kind. Radhika is Radhika. But still, Vishwanandini and then Vyogini and Sanjogini. So Srimati Radhika never gives up left lips Vrindavan. Always in Vrindavan. With Krishna. No separation. No? So Krishna is not separated and he is always in Vrindavan with Srimati Radhika. Always. But in meeting, in highest class of meeting, where Srimati Radhika has Madan mood, most highest, which is only in Srimati Radhika, even not in Krishna, even not in Lalita, what to speak of Chandravalya and others. At that time, meeting and separation both are there. High class of feeling joy and high class of separation mood also. And there it may be Prem Vaichitya, and Dibyonmat. And also so much joy there. So it is Madan state, always being together. But something in Mohan mode, in separation. What class of separation? In Prem-Vaichitya or in Man, if Radhika is not speaking with Krishna and thinking that Krishna has gone away from here, for a moment, if he thinks that he comes in a Mohan mode, and then again a Prem-Vaichitya Dinva Dibyonmad, but of second class, not of high class. Prem-Vaichitya can also be in Satyabhama in Dwarka, but of third class. Understand? Not so much thicker as it will be in meeting. And then second will be in separation mood, but not for that he has gone to Mathura. No. In Vrindavan he has gone to graze cows, or Srimati Radhika has done man, or Krishna may do man. Or anyhow, Srimati Radhika is controlled by Jatila, Kutila and others, and cannot meet to Krishna. In that will come Mohan Bhav. So there is meeting always in Vrindavan, but testing all these things. But when he will be, now a question may come. If Krishna is always in Vrindavan with Radhika, then how separation would comes in Radhika and Krishna? How? Why Radhika so much weeping? Oh, if Krishna and Radha are both in Radha Kund or in Prem Sarovar, and Srimati Radhika is in the lap of Krishna, and if anyone, Madhumangal, comes and tells that, oh, I have driven out this bee, Madhusudan, from here, and he will never come, return. And Radhika being in the lap of Krishna, and she is weeping bitterly, and she becomes faint, forgets who am I. Like this. When in the Nishanta Lila, Radhika is coming to his home, he tells to Lalita, who am I? Can you tell where I am going? Why I am going? What I am doing? What is this? Krishna is there. He has separated and he is going to Nandagaon. She is going to Jao. But this mood comes. So, in Vrindavan, even Krishna is meeting with, but she can bear a separation of moment. Jugaite Nimishaina, Chakshusha Vrapushaina, Jagata Sarvam Govinda Parehi. Like this, Atati Jadabhaman Anhikananam Truti Jugayate Jatam Kutila Kuntalam Srimukhanchate Jadavudekhyatam Pakshakrit Drisham. Oh, they are abusing Krishna, Brahma. Why you made only two eyes? Why that locks and left eyes in all parts of body? And if you were made, why you made the clips? Eyelids. Why you made? If I am Brahma, I would given a very good lesson. I would given lakhs and lakhs eyes without eyelids. But even why Brahma made tears? If you want to see Krishna, but tears comes, why? Oh, then we have not made tears. Like this. They are causing Brahma even. So for a moment becomes like lakhs and lakhs years, more than that. And in meeting, lakhs and lakhs year becomes less than 1 minute. You cannot realize all this. you can realize all these things when you have same kind of love and affection. You can imagine only when you will come in the stage of every little semblance you can. So, Sri Radhika has some feeling separation. But Krishna is there. Even so is Vrishvanu Nandini there. Secondly, you know that Akrur came, Krur came. Gopis are telling that he is not Akrur. What is the meaning of Akrur and Krur? Krur means?
Cruel.
And Akrur, not cruel. But really he is cruel. So, when Akrur came in Mathura, in Nandagaon, and met with Krishna and Baldev, you should know that really you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki. They have kept here in night, so you don't know. But really, you should know that you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Then Krishna in acquisitiveness was janne ke liye kautuhal inquisitive curiosity. What then became? Now your father and mother are very interested. Can't want to kill for you, only for you. So you should come to Mathura and try to save your father and mother. Baldev Ravya, you are a lawyer. We are son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. But Krishna was so much inspired. I must save. Whether he is my father or not father, no question. He is friend of our father. Who is father? Nanda Baba. So I must go there. And we should save our father, mother, and kill Kamsa. So they went with Akrur. And they told gopis and all Brijavasis, we are coming tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, then day after tomorrow we will surely come. After saving our father, mother and killing that cancer, surely they will come. And anyhow, they became faint and he came. When he killed Kans, after killing Kans, Vasudev, and he went to Vasudev and Devaki, Krishna and Baldev. And at that time, they were folding their hands, they were praying that, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. I saw at your birth time, four-handed, you are like Vishnu and Narayan. And you have come to save and to kill Karns and all demons, we know. And they began to realize, you are not my son. Then Krishna, that how our Leela, all the pastimes will go. So cleverly he called Jogmaya. And then Jogmaya covered their this intelligence by all appearances. And they forgot all. And Krishna then came in the lap of Devaki. Mother. And Baladev Prabhu in the lap of Vasudev and began to weep. You have forget us. You are not crossing us and having no love and affection for us. But quickly they began to. And they kept Krishna and Balram. Now Nand Baba is waiting where? In Bullock Court, where in a shade of a tree he was, out of Mathura, at the bank of Yamuna, he was staying in a Bullock Court. With some friends like Siddham Subal, Madhumangal. And they are also very worried. But Krishna is not coming. In the meantime, Ugrasen came unfolded and he gave whole kingdom to Krishna. But Krishna told that, I am your servant. I will serve you. And he gave poor Tilak, Rajasinghasan, everything, and made him king of whole state. And he told that, I will serve you. And that, after that, they kept Krishna and Baldev with them in that Raj Palace. Here Nanda Baba is crying, worried that Krishna now is not coming. Krishna and Baldev has forgotten me. So one day they did not come. And he was badly waiting for them. Next day in the evening, anyhow, Krishna and Baldev, when it was dawn, some andhakar, a darkness came. And in the time, alone Krishna and Baldev came. And they sat on weeping, laps of Nanda Baba. In right, Baldev Prabhu, and in left, Baldev. And Nanda Baba was weeping. Krishna saw that Baba is weeping. Why father is weeping? And he took his tears with his pitambar. Baldev also. And they were giving sansana, pacifying. They began. Baldev told Baba, they are telling all that you are son of Vasudev and Devaki, but we have no, don't believe it. We are your son. Nanda Baba was telling, I want to know that you want to return with me or not. Baldev Prabhu, surely we will return. Krishna told that we should. At once we are coming with you to Vrindavan. But Baldev Prabhu told that you are my father. No, I know that I am son of Vasudev and Rohini. I know. I have heard. But they are not my parents. Vasudev is, I have no connection with Vasudev. Because he left me from my birth. And he had never taken care of me. So those who take care, only giving birth is not father. So though has supported and nourished me from very beginning, from childhood, he is my father, and you are my father. And my mother is Yashoda. I don't know any other. If mother, then second mother is Choti Maiya. But no relation with Devaki. He has left me. So you are my father. So we must go there. But Nanda Baba was weeping and telling, oh Baldev, your father and mother has lost so many sons. Seven sons they have lost. Kansa has killed six children and one. So, I think he will be mad if you are coming with me. So, for some days you should wait here, and when he will be pacified, then you can come with me in Mathura. Baldev Prabhu began to weep and told that, I cannot live without Krishna. Never it cannot be. Then Krishna told that, what should we do, Father? May I live for 2-3 days with Baldev? Otherwise Baldev will go with me if I am coming. So if you will permit me to be here for 2-3 days, to pacify, Baldev will pacify his father and mother. Then I will come. Otherwise Baldev cannot live alone. And also it is very hard for me to live alone. But I can come with you. But Baldev Prabhu will also come with me. Then what to do? Then it was a very great problem. No? Nanda Baba was weeping. What to decide? Whether I should leave two sons here or I should take them? If I am taking Baldev, then Krishna will also come. If I am taking Krishna, then Baldev will also come. And thus his father and mother will weep and die. Should I do this? I should be the cause of death of my brother Vasudev and Devaki. So I cannot. But I cannot live without Krishna. It is impossible. Why? What should I do? Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, that I am telling to you, that there are two places. If a man has love and affection to a certain place, and all are loving so high class, and another place or some honor but not so much love, where a person will like to live, where there is much and more affection, undoubtedly Vrindavan is a place of more love and affection. Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj, Akrur and Uddhav, they may have some love and affection, but in comparison to Vrindavan, in comparison to Jashoda and Nanda Baba and all friends and beloved gopis, oh, there is zero love and affection in Mathura. So how Krishna can give up this place and he will be of less important place in Mathura or Dwarka? It is absurd. So Krishna cannot leave this place. And you also know one fact, that when Akrur began to take Krishna and Mathura and he was bringing them, and when he came to Brahmaharada on the borderline of Mathura and Vrindavan, and Akrur was taking bath in Yamuna Harad, that Brahmaharada, and when he died underwater, and he saw that Krishna is Baldemi is here. And when he came out and he saw that Krishna and Baldev are in chariot, again he did, again went there, and again he saw, what he saw? Krishna and Baldev are here, underwater. And Krishna and Baldev, when he came out, he saw on the chariot. What means? At that time, when he was dying, Krishna and Baldev went in water, and from their water they went return to, and who were sitting on the chariot, they became like Vasudev and Sankarsan, and they went with Akrur. Anam pratyajya pad ekam nagat, never he can go, so he will not go. So now come to this point. Nanda Baba was thinking what to do. Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Krishna and Baldev became two, each of them. There were two manifestations. One came with Nanda Baba and Nanda Baba on his bullock cart. Krishna and Baldev, who were really Brajendranandan, they returned to Vrindavan. But this thing anyone could not do in Prakat Leela. So in a Prakat Leela, he is always with there in Braja. And who came with who did not came with Nanda Baba, that Baldev and Krishna were Vasudev Krishna and Vasudev Sankarsan Dham. Understand something? They will make you understand to general if you are not. But you should know that Brajendananda Radhakanta is always in Vrindavan. He never gets up, leaves Vrindavan, always. But sometimes feeling separation, Radhika, and may not feel his separation, very happy. But in one moment, separation, very. It becomes so much. So, in Nandagaon is Yogini Radha. Sanjogini Radha. No. Vishwanandani always in Radha Kund and Javat and Nandagaon meeting with Krishna, always. But Yogini, the manifestation of one Radha, who is, where she is? In Nandagaon. and who saw? Uddhava saw. When he went there, what became? First, Krishna told him, oh, please go there. There is none to satisfy them. Give some consolation to my father and mother. Especially give consolation to my very beloved gopi. Madat chitta tatcha daihaka. They have given up everything. What? Take anything to decorate. They have forgotten their bodies and everything. They have left their husband and all things. No, deha and dahik both. Deha and dahik, you know? Body and also related things with body. They have given up totally. Madgat prana. There is prana. Their life is in my heart. They cannot live without me. So go and help them. And tell that I am not separate. I am always with them. When he went in the evening on a golden chariot, and Krishna decorated him with his own pitambar and worn garments. So he went in Nandagaon, and in darkness, when he reached there, then he heard, oh, he is coming. Some gopis were telling, who is coming? When Gopi told, you don't know, come. Akrur is coming. Again Akrur, why? Because he has taken Krishna, and again for what purpose he will come? Oh, he will come, that comes, he is now killed. And his last funeral ceremony will be done. And a pind will be done, given. You know pind?
Oblation.
So there is no pind in Mathura. And here so many pinds, because all gopis and gopis are dead. So Akrur will come, has come to take our hearts, to give pind to Kansa. Very bad thing in our culture, Vedic culture. This, no? To take a heart and to give to in sacrifice that. So when Uddhava heard, oh, he began to weep. All earth used to be divided into two. Why I came? In an opulent way, on golden chariot. If I had come, I would have come on foot. Oh, you are saying that he has come with ornaments golden. Why he has come? Oh, to show his father, mother, Nanda and Yashoda are so poor. He has sent his servant on chariot of golden chariot, and with so much affluence, having so much golden ornaments, and so decorated, to show that now I have become the king and emperor of Mathura. I am not that poor person, that I will go to cowherd. And to show this, that oh, your father and mother are so poor. They are not only cowherding. So to show he has sent, then Akrur said, oh, why I took golden these things? And he began to think, what should I do? Then anyhow, in the evening, he left his chariot there, out of Braja, and went on foot. And when he entered in the house of Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba heard that, oh, Uddhava has come. Who was Uddhava? He was the क्या कहते हैं नंद बाबा लाइक सन हिज ब्रदर सन लाइक नेफ्यू लाइक सो ही कॉल्ड हिम एंड गेट सम टू ईट एंड व्हेन ही वाज हैप्पी देयर देन ही बिगन टू आस्क He wanted to ask, how my son is there? How Krishna? But he could not utter. When he used to remember Krishna and he wanted to ask how my little boy is, then he began to wait. Anyhow, he could not check himself. And he told, how my brother is, O Vasudeva. Fortunately, he has been saved. His wife has been saved. And Kans is killed by his own action. Anyone has not killed him by his own action. Oh, I remember my son. I used to go to Govardhan. Here I, in my home, I see the footprints of Krishna. I cannot shake myself. That is why I used to go to Govardhan. But there also I see the footprints. And there is no tree where Krishna has not done anything past time. So there I also become so worried. And then return I go to Yamuna. But there also I see that, oh, here Krishna used to graze cows and take bath in Yamuna and remember so many things, and then I become so worried and began to weep. What should do? And sing, and he began to weep bitterly. So saw that, oh, he's thinking Krishna, his son, and weeping so. I have never seen a father like this. I want to be, have a